This is the Boston Symphony Orchestra performing in Tokyo, Japan, where they just finished up a four-city tour. WBUR's Andrea Shea has been tagging along, and she joins us to talk about this trip. Hi, Andrea.
Ohayou gozaimasu, which is good morning in Japanese.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Good morning to you, too. This final concert's a culmination of this trip of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. How was it?
It was great. The energy was incredible, and I don't know if it's... Because everybody's adjusted from the jet lag. The crown prince and princess showed up. Both went to Harvard, and they both are musicians. I got to speak with music director Andras Nelsons right afterwards, backstage, and here's what he had to say.
Touring is a tour that's very important because we go and see other concert halls like now, different audiences, and also brings the name of Boston City and Boston Symphony as a very positive, you know, as a contrary of many other negative things which are in the world, we can bring a positive thing, and that's very important.
And Andrea, what's the significance, do you think, of the BSO touring in Japan?
Well, the BSO and Japan have a long history together. Maestro Seiji Ozawa was the music director for 29 years. He's here in Tokyo now. As you can hear from Mark Volpe, the managing director of the orchestra, the history goes way back.
He probably hired 40-50% of the people that are on stage right now. When you're in a place 29 years, you know, and you have that kind of force of personality that, you know, he kind of defies gravity in a certain sense, that your legacy lives long beyond your actual tenure as music director.
The affection the musicians have for Seiji Ozawa is clear, and I think a lot of people were disappointed that he wasn't able to make it to these performances. He's 82 years old, he's been battling cancer, and he's taking doctor's orders to take care of himself. And inside the program from Suntory Hall, there's a message from Seiji Ozawa that says, "My dear BSO family and Andras Nelsons, welcome back to Japan. I'm sure that Japanese audience will enjoy it as much as I look forward to hearing it again and seeing my dear BSO family," signed Seiji Ozawa. So you can imagine how people are feeling about that.
Andrea, how has all of this traveling been for the musicians?
That's been one of the more eye-opening parts of this whole experience, and it's kind of brutal. I actually talked to the doctor on staff. There's an emergency room doctor that tours with the orchestra, and he was telling me about the serious impacts of jet lag. He compared it to flu. He compared it to symptomatically to what it's like to have a concussion, as far as just a kind of level of impairment. It really gave me a new appreciation for the level of professionalism on the part of the musicians, and for them to have to get up on stage and play a symphony by Shostakovich or Mahler is quite something to consider.
All right, WBUR's Andrea Shea, thanks so much for being with us. Safe travels.
Thank you, Deb.
For more on the BSO's trip to Japan, including dispatches and photos from Andrea, go to The Artery at WBUR.org, where you can find more arts and culture reporting.